We're back to the Neil Haley Show and also the media giant effect. And I'm excited to welcome the founder of BHRT Training Academy and the author of Hormone Makeover, Donna White. Donna, thanks for stopping by again. And we have a really, really interesting topic to discuss. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous, Neil. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And the topic today, we're going to continue to talk about BHRT providers and really put the hat on of how the challenges of that and people who, again, provide BHRT. Does insurance pay? And does insurance pay for these types of services?
So one of the most common questions I get as the founder of the BHRT Training Academy from providers and patients as well is, does insurance cover bioidentical hormone replacement therapy? No. And here's why. Most providers that prescribe bioidentical hormones and see patients that need hormone imbalance, such as the, you know, the PMS woman, the perimenopausal, menopausal patient, or men that, you know, have a lower, you know, their testosterone level has dropped down. One of the most common questions these providers want to know is, okay, is this an insurance-based modality? And it can be, but the challenge is to truly help these patients, you need to sit down with them and spend an extensive amount of time, like 45 minutes to an hour, especially the first visit. That's why these two modalities, bioidentical hormone replacement therapy and testosterone replacement therapy, are most often done within cash pay practices, because it takes time. This is not a modality that can be done in a 10 or 15 minute doctor visit like we typically, you know, if we have a sinus infection or go see our doctor, it's a quick in and out. You can't balance hormones like that. But what a fantastic opportunity for providers to better serve their patients is to open up a cash practice. And that's why a lot of people take our training, because they do want to open up a cash practice, because they want to have this time to help their patients and spend with their patients to truly help them alleviate symptoms and help prevent diseases associated with aging. So the visits are not typically covered by insurance, but what an investment in your health to get your hormones in balance. Then the next question is, okay, well, what about hormone testing and the actual bioidentical hormone prescriptions? Does insurance cover those? Okay. First of all, when it comes to hormone testings, sometimes blood tests for hormones, yes, you can use your regular insurance if you go to a lab draw station to get serum labs done. But there are times when a BHRT or THRT provider is going to want to do specialty type hormone testing, such as dried urine testing or salivary testing. Those frequently aren't covered by insurance, but they're not thousands of dollars. Those types of specialty functional medicine tests are generally a couple of hundred dollars. Now, what about hormone replacement therapy prescriptions? Sometimes they can be covered by insurance, but not always. So if they aren't, what can you expect to pay if you are a patient or if you're a provider trying to advise your patient? Well, if it's creams, generally those are anywhere from $29 a month if you go through specialty pharmacies like MixMyRx, up to $35, $45. It can even go up to maybe $65 a month. Some patches that women often use, those and some progesterone pills, can come from conventional pharmacies and you can use your insurance. But then what about pellets? Those are not going to be covered by insurance. So it's a yes or no answer to whether or not insurance covers the hormone prescriptions. Depends on what you're taking and what your provider or you as the provider think is the best type of dosing form for your patient.
And I think it does keep costs down in a way, meaning for insurance, but also in a lot of ways by paying cash, because then the provider doesn't have to charge an extra price. And then some people who don't have insurance would never be able to afford it. So having wouldn't you agree, if it was everyone took insurance, the cost would go up dramatically, I believe, for the patient that was doing self cash pay, right? Just like we deal with in regular healthcare.
It's quite possible.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And so is it always a good idea still to see if there is certain things covered through insurance by contacting your insurance company, especially if you're wanting these things to see a diagnosis? Is that important in the process?
If you're wanting to find out whether or not your insurance is going to cover bioidentical hormones, the first thing to do is find out if the practitioner that you're going to accepts insurance. But don't rule out the ones that don't, because quite frankly, you want to work with a, if you are a patient, you're going to want to work with a cash pay provider. And I'm sorry that that's the way it is, but it is an investment in your health, because again, if you're seeing a practitioner that, you know, is in the, you know, the conventional medical care type facility, they just can't spend that quality time with you as a patient that you need and to help you get all your questions answered. So,
all right, well, fantastic. And this is such great information. Anything else to add regarding, I guess the answer to the question is no, insurance does not cover it. Anything else to add to think about specifically when, looking at this type of treatment, especially if you're a patient?
If you're a provider, one of the reasons why many providers want to open up a practice that offers bioidentical hormone replacement therapy and testosterone replacement for men is that it gives them a place to practice that is a peaceful environment that they get to spend quality time with their patients and really help them, really educate them, really listen to their concerns and hone in on the patient's goals. So that is one of the main incentives that providers want to open up a hormone practice. And it is a revenue stream for providers, but more than that, it helps providers have job satisfaction and patients are happy. So it's truly a win-win situation.
All right. Well, fantastic. Where's the best place people can find information on you, Donna?
BHRTtrainingacademy.com and on our social sites.
Oh, we appreciate it, Donna. It was such great information, especially to understand now that if we're looking at BHRT, we need to really consider that it's going to be self-pay, but it's an investment in your health. It's important people invest in their health.
It is an investment in your health if you are a patient wanting hormone replacement therapy, but your costs do gradually go down. Remember, it is an investment in your health, but once you get your hormones back in balance, you only need to maintain your care. So it's not ridiculously expensive for most people.
Well, thanks again, Donna. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.